Des is here now with sport.
Yeah, morning to you, Fran. Let's start with the live sport in golf. Graham McDowell has started really well in China this morning. The leader is Francis Alexander Levy, who's bidding for his third victory of the season. This is the BMW Masters in Shanghai, and Levy opened with a flawless 65, so he's 7 under par. Graham McDowell just 2 off the lead on 5 under. Shane Lowry and Michael Hoy have finished on 2 under, and Paul McGinley is 1 under after 17 holes. In soccer, the big news last night was that the holders, Manchester City, were surprisingly knocked out of the English League Cup when they lost at home to Newcastle. Newcastle's teenage forward, Rolando Ahrens, and Moussa Sissoko scored the Newcastle goals. They've reached the last 8 now. They'll go to Tottenham. It's been a tough season so far for Newcastle, but this win keeps their recent good run going and eases the pressure on manager Alan Pardew.
It was an outstanding display and great for our fans. You know, it's been difficult the first part of this season, but we've believed in ourselves and we've come through that spell. And now we have a great chance on Saturday to really give our home fans something to shout about.
In contrast, Manchester City fans have little to shout about, and City now face into their weekend clash with Manchester United, having shown poor form in their last 3 games. A real cause for concern for their manager, Manuel Pellegrini.
Well, of course, you know, it was not a good week. We draw first in Russia, and after that we have 2 defeats. We must continue trying to recover and repeat our style of play, to try to think about the future.
Elsewhere last night, Spurs were 2-0 winners over Brighton. Eric Lamella and Harry Kane scored their goals. Irish international Shane Long scored his first goal for Southampton. They won 3-2 at Stoke, and Southampton now travel to Sheffield United. In the 2 other quarterfinals, the league leaders Chelsea will go to Derby County and Liverpool travel to Bournemouth. In the Scottish League Cup, Celtic beat Partick Thistle 6-0. Aberdeen beat Hamilton 1-0. Adam Rooney, the Dubliner, scored the goal. And in the game of the night, Dundee United beat Hibs 7-6 in a penalty shootout after a 3-all draw. Speaking of Scotland, the FAI released a statement last night in the wake of fans' criticism about regular fans not being able to get a ticket for the big game against Scotland in Celtic Park next month. And the FAI said they regret that the SFA has not increased the allocation. They only received 5% allocation. That's 3,200 tickets. And the FAI said they're particularly disappointed that the Scottish FA is continuing to sell tickets on its website after they had told the FAI the match was sold out. And many of these tickets are now being taken up by Irish supporters out of desperation. And the FAI outlined where the tickets went to. But clearly the demand is far greater than the FAI can meet. Rio Ferdinand faces an extended spell on the sidelines after being hit with a 3-match ban by the English FA for using a crude insult on Twitter. He's going to also face a £25,000 fine plus a severe warning to toe the line, and an order to attend an education programme was handed down by the FA. They're concerned, obviously, about the growing use of players responding. What happened was Ferdinand responded to a fellow who slagged him on Twitter.
Right.
And he insulted the fella's mother. So that was the background to it. But obviously players will have to be careful about that. In Gaelic games, the Donegal senior football final between Glenswilly and St Eunan's will go ahead as planned next Sunday. Niamh Connell had objected to a Glenswilly substitute being allowed to replace Kieran Bonner, who was dismissed on a black card in the semi-final. Bonner, though, had already picked up a yellow card earlier in the match, and so no substitution should have been allowed. The Donegal CCC met both clubs last night, and after much deliberation, they adopted the referee's report. They did note the objection, but decided the result would stand. In baseball, the San Francisco Giants have won the World Series. They beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 in Game 7 and win the series 4-3. Wild rioting in the streets in San Francisco.
Mayhem.
Well, celebration is the word, but it's effectively rioting. 2 people have been shot, not killed. In racing, Magician, winner of last year's Breeders' Cup Turf, was withdrawn from Saturday's running of the race at Santa Anita because of lameness. Trainer Aidan O'Brien said the lameness was detected in Magician's right foreleg when he was taken out of a stall in the quarantine barn. And the action this afternoon is in Clonmel. First race is at 1:25.
Des, thank you very much. 14 minutes to 9.